KN4RJN, what's up, Tom?
Guten Abend, John, how you doing today? We are just leaving the monsoon here at home and headed down. Where are we going first? Aldi's, Bernice? Aldi's, and then we're going over to Publix and get some spicy chicken wings.
I've decided to start looking for plans for an ARC and maybe start building here before too much longer.
I have to get Bernice to do that. I'm the electrician. She's the woodworker. I had to get rid of my boat. I just got to where I couldn't put it on the boat trailer. But I kind of got took on that, I think, when I bought it. It was a V-bottom, and it was very heavy, very difficult. It would be nice to have a little John boat with a small motor on it, maybe, and, to get fancy, a depth finder. All I ever had back in Kansas was a 12-foot John boat, and I got a lot of fine memories just of that simple.
If you're training like this, you're really not going to need a boat trailer. Just prop the thing up, put it in your backyard, and wait for it to float.
That's true. Oh, boy. Well, one thing good, it's getting over with, and Master Steve, VWA, has got a wedding tomorrow, so God bless them.
I forgot about that. I hope they've got an indoor venue as a backup. I think the original plan was to have it outdoors.
Well, I take that back. Bernice corrected me. She said Saturday. It's moving out now, John. I've been monitoring the radar, and I think we're on the tail end of that sucker. We got 2.83 inches or something along that nature, not quite 3. But it'll probably get up to 3. That's a whole lot better than some of the areas it got.
Watching the news the other night, and they said the rainfall down in Louisiana, if it keeps up, they're going to be measuring in feet.
Newsflash, I saw on the, I think it was on the computer or the TV at noon. Yeah, it was on the TV at noon on WIFF4, so they'd had 30 inches there in one area.
That winds up being feet, doesn't it?
Big feet. shoot. There's a limb here along this road that hangs out that makes me nervous. It looks like it's going to drop off there at any second. It's on North Rutherford Road. We're headed down towards Wade Hampton. I've been in a grievous amount of pain the last several days. You know, I got smart and I put that TENS unit on. And in fact, I got it running right now and electrocuted me while I drive. And boy, that thing really does a great job on lower back pain.
Well, I think I'd call that limb in to somebody, highway department or somebody, and city, it's in the city limits, I guess the city's got their own street crews or whatever, but police, if nothing else, and let them know it's there, and hanging down and looking dangerous. Hang on, I got a phone call coming in.
Okay, John, 73, catch you in a little while. Send drill to your...